Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kevin Rendino, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer of 180 Degree Capital Corp., and I will be chairing this meeting. I now call this meeting to order and welcome our shareholders and guests to the 180 Degree Capital Corp. 2018 Annual Meeting of Shareholders. Before making introductions, I'd like to review the program for the meeting. We will begin by covering the business of the meeting as outlined in the proxy. We will end the meeting with an informal session during which we will entertain questions from shareholders and attendees of this meeting, whether present in person or by phone. We would like to ask that you hold all questions and comments to the designated question and comments period. During the formal portion of this meeting, please restrict questions and comments at that time to the two proposals submitted for vote of our shareholders in our proxy materials. Please hold all other questions to the informal portion of this meeting. We ask that all questions and comments be directed to me for response or referral to the appropriate officer or director, and that you be as brief as possible to allow everyone who wishes an opportunity to participate. Also, please identify yourself before speaking and tell us if you are a shareholder or a proxy for a shareholder. If you are a proxy for a shareholder, please identify the shareholder. I would like to introduce our directors and officers who are present with me today in person or by phone: Stacy R. Brandon, Charles E. Ramsey, Richard P. Shanley, Parker A. Weil, and Daniel B. Wolfe. We also have officers Daniel B. Wolfe and Elisa M. Gift in the room with me today. Elisa Gift has been designated the Inspector of Election and is present today. The inspector has signed her oath, and the secretary has been instructed to file the oath with the records of this meeting. I am informed that a quorum is present for the transaction of business. Proper notice of this meeting was duly mailed on or about April 30th, 2018, to all holders of record on April 16th, 2018, and the affidavit of the transfer agent confirms such mailing. The secretary will please file the affidavit with the records of the company and accompany with the minutes of this meeting, and a copy with the minutes of this meeting. April 16th, 2018, is the record date for the voting of shares at this meeting. As of the record date, the company had 31,121,562 shares of common stock outstanding. We will now proceed with the formal business of the meeting. At this meeting, shareholders are voting to elect six directors to the board of directors to serve until the next annual meeting or until their respective successors are elected. The six persons nominated by the board of directors are Stacy R. Brandon, Charles E. Ramsey, Kevin M. Rendino, Richard P. Shanley, Parker A. Weil, Daniel B. Wolfe. The board of directors recommends that the shareholders vote for the election of the board's six nominees as directors of the company. The second item of business is the approval of the audit committee's selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the independent registered public accountant for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2018. The board of directors recommends that the shareholders vote for this proposal. We will now take any questions or comments relating to the specific agenda items: Proposal 1, the election of directors, and Proposal 2, the authorization for the audit committee's selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the independent registered public accountant for the fiscal year December 31st, 2018.
If you have a question, please press star six on your touch-tone phone or click Ask a Question on the computer. Again, these are questions related solely to the proposals.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. The question and comment period is concluded, and the polls are now open. The Inspector of Election will distribute forms of proxy to those who wish to vote here at the meeting. Remember, if you previously have voted by proxy, you do not need to vote again unless you wish to change your vote. Submission of a proxy at this meeting revokes any prior proxies you may have submitted. If any shareholder desires a form of proxy, please raise your hand, and it will be distributed to you. Those of you who are voting at this meeting should do so now. When you have completed your proxy, it will be collected by the inspector. The polls will close shortly, so I request the Inspector of Election to collect all the proxies now. Are there any further proxies to be submitted? If there are no further proxies, I declare the polls closed for the matters voted on. With the agenda items now having been voted on, I will adjourn the formal portion of this meeting. Before taking questions and comments, I will ask the inspector if she has the voting report available. I have now received the preliminary voting report, the results of which will be confirmed by the inspector. All of the board's six nominees have been elected as directors. Approval has also been given to retain PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as independent registered public accountant for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2018. Before opening up the floor for general questions, I have a few observations to make. In 2017, and for the first time since 2010, 180 Degrees in NAV grew on an annual basis. In 2017, and for the first time since 2009, 180 Degrees Capital stock price went up on an annual basis. We have cut our everyday operating expenses essentially in half, and we've been quite busy on our new strategy of investing in small public companies. Here are the early results. TheStreet.com is up 70% since purchase. USAK was up 111% in just the 5 months that we owned it. MCOR was up 11% for the short period of time that we owned it. Turtle Beach is up 389% from the time we owned it till the time we sold it. That was 40 days. And one last one, since we filed our amended 13D on Adesto, the shares have risen 377%. Our one loser was Synacor so far. It is down 32% since we started. We think we've been very successful in our new strategy. We've also made progress, although not as quick as any of us would like, on our private portfolio. Last year, Mersana came public, and it should be noted that it came public at a price that was greater than what we had the position marked on our balance sheet. In 2016, we had 90% of our investable assets in private businesses and only 10% of our assets in public companies. Today, we have 65% of our assets in private companies and 35% of our assets in public companies. Our short-term goal between now and the end of the year will be that we have a greater than 50% ratio of public company to private company assets, and we hope to get there by the end of the year. That will be significant progress since we started only a year and 4 months ago. I'd like to thank our board, Rich, Chuck, Stacy, and Parker for their guidance, and our management team, Daniel Wolf and Elisa Gift, Rob Bigelow, for their tireless work ethic. With that, I will open it up. I will now open the floor open for general questions or comments that you may have. As most of you know, our private equity investments are governed by confidentiality requirements, and we may be unable to discuss certain specific information concerning these investments. After I recognize you, please state your name and identify yourself as a shareholder or a proxy for a shareholder. Daniel?
If you have any questions, please press star 6 on your touchtone phone or ask a question on the computer. We'll wait for the queue to fill up with any questions.
Wait another minute.
Oh, here we go. Hi, please go ahead.
It's Bob Littlehale with J.P. Morgan.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you, Daniel?
Very well.
Could you just review the experience on Turtle Point? Obviously, huge success, but just sort of the your thinking in terms of the value that you saw in the company and then the reasons for the exit.
So number one, because of the success that we had helping TheStreet.com remove their overhang, which was a $55 million senior liquidation preference, we were able to work with Turtle Beach on a similar issue. They had engaged Lake Street Capital to help them solve this problem. And, of course, if you remember, Lake Street Capital was hired by the street to help them solve the preferred stock overhang. And so we worked with the company, as well as Special Situations Fund, to do a similar thing. Now, the accretion wasn't as great as it was for the street because of the capital structure. The preferred value at Turtle Beach was far less, as you looked at the entire capital structure, than was the preferred for the street. But certainly removing that overhang at a significant discount to its face value was immediately accretive to the Turtle Beach shareholders. Where we've gotten paid above and beyond that, and to be fully honest, above and beyond our wildest expectations in just 40 days, has been the explosion of the Turtle Beach business against the backdrop of an explosion in games like Fortnite and others. And I think for the second quarter of this year, they had guided to originally sort of a $21 million or so revenue, and they recently took that number up almost by 100%. So instead of doing $21 million, they're going to end up doing $41 or $42 million. And as such, the stock obviously went from $3.50 to nearly $18 at the time of our exit. And for us, Bob, it's kind of not. We're Graham and Dodd value investors. I wasn't sure in my own calculus. I had 389% return profile in 40 days for Turtle Beach. We were quite fortunate to have caught this name and helped the company solve their problem at a time where the business was exploding. But from here going forward, it just sort of didn't fit kind of what we do from a valuation perspective. It's not to suggest the business can't go higher. It's not to suggest the stock won't get higher. But we have a rigid process for how we buy stocks and how we sell stocks. And at sort of the $18 level, which, by the way, was our original price target, honestly, was $8 when we started this exercise. So getting paid at sort of $18 a share or so was a wonderful return in a 40-day period of time. We expect the management team to continue performing the way they have. It's an exceptional management team. They've done a fantastic job, and we wish them nothing but luck. But for us, it's time to move on to the next idea.
Congratulations. Can I ask one more question while I have the
floor?
Sure.
Of course.
Just in terms of street recognition of what 180 Degree Capital is doing, could you update us on that? As it relates to research coverage, et cetera?
Of coverage of 180 Degree Capital?
Yes.
Okay. I think the most important thing is that we want recognition for being alpha generators and good stock pickers in this small cap world. That'll allow us to do more deals like the street and Turtle Beach. And when we show up at the doorstep of a small public company with a 5 or 6 or 7% ownership stake in that company, we want, and the goal here is we want the company to take notice, we want our shareholders to take notice, and we want the rest of the ecosystem of the small cap world to take ownership. So the most thing I'm proud of is that we are creating a track record in this area of being collegial, cooperative, and helping companies get from point A to point B, or engineering a 180-degree turn. We've got a lot of coverage on Seeking Alpha. Bob, I don't know if you've seen any of the articles that we've received recently. They're well-written. They're well-researched. We've spoken with the authors. I think they've done a good job of covering us. We do pick up the phone a lot and visit with other shareholders and or hedge fund managers, long-only managers who've taken notice of what we've done with the street and with Turtle Beach and with USAK and the rest. And we're forging relationships with those in this ecosystem that do what we do. So we feel good about that. We feel good about the Seeking Alpha reports. You know, we haven't gotten a call, or we haven't engaged the sell side to report on us. That might be something that we do over time, but it hasn't been something that we've been focused on, nor have we been contacted by anybody on the sell side that wants to cover us. There's not a lot of banking business to do right now for us. And you know the way the sell side works. So I'm not sure what we can do to help them in terms of, you know, revenue-enhancing opportunities for their entire business. But we'd certainly be willing to talk to anybody if they have an interest in what we're doing and they want to write on us. So we've got a lot of coverage. A lot of it's been good. We think we're gaining a really nice reputation in our world. It makes us feel good about what we've been able to accomplish, and hopefully we'll be able to accomplish a lot more and enhance our reputation as we go forward.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, Sam Robotsky, shareholder. Kevin and Dan, clearly I've taken notice from the very beginning. You've done an extremely great job, and nobody would have expected your performance as it has happened. Could you sort of indicate what the tax loss carry forward and what the gains may have been after the third quarter, and what is left on the capital gain carry forward and the ordinary loss carry forward?
I'll let Daniel mention the carry forward. We haven't reported Q2 yet. Obviously, there's a significant gain in Turtle Beach that we're going to use against our tax loss carry forwards this quarter, but we haven't told you what that is yet. We will when we report our quarter. And Daniel, what is the total number before Q2?
Yeah, so we've got about $70 million in operating loss carry forwards, and we have about 20, 25-ish of capital loss carry forwards that, you know, we can use to shelter gains. And obviously that moves around each quarter, but I think the thing for shareholders to keep in mind is we have substantial loss carry forwards to be able to protect gains that we generate from taxation going forward.
Yeah, we're not going to be paying tax for a while, Sam. I very much hope that those tax loss carry forwards are all expired and used over the course of the next 2-3 years. That means we'll have done a good job of investing. We have nearly $2 a share in tax loss carry forward. So we're in good shape to not have to pay any tax for the foreseeable future. And obviously, we're not going to be paying any tax in Q2.
Well, that sounds exciting. And as far as the gentleman that's been hired to sort of find you money to invest, this should... your performance since you've joined should help shake anything up. Are you any closer to obtaining some money so that people come in alongside you, or what's your time frame now?
So we've had two money raising exercises in the course of the last 6 months. The street deal that we did in November, we did a significant portion off of our own balance sheet. We also did set up an SPV and took in money from the outside world to invest alongside of us. Sam, I think you know that we've told the whole world that we have our second SPV that we've already raised money for. It's about $3.5 million or so. We haven't told anybody what the name of the company is quite yet, because I guess for two reasons. Number one, we're not done buying it. And number two, we actually don't have to tell people what the name is until, I think, 45 days after our fiscal year ends. Those are the closed-end fund rules. Now, I plan on telling people what the name is well before then, provided that we can get a suitable position in the name before then. And we're excited to share that name with everyone and tell people why we've done it. And Rob helped us raise the money for both of those SPVs. And we think there's going to be more opportunity to do the same. If we can find a name and we don't have the financial flexibility from our own balance sheet to do the whole thing, we'll set up another SPV so that we can get large in a name and not only offset some of our operating expenses by getting a management fee and carry, but also, more importantly, or I should say as importantly, to make our partners money. And that's why we're here, to make 180 money and to make others money as we do these SPVs. So there'll be more opportunities to do those things as the opportunities arise. We're more inclined to do these one-offs for the time being rather than just raising a money for a diversified mutual fund that focuses on small public companies. We think we've had some success in doing these one-offs. They've been very accretive to 180 shareholder value and our NAV. And just doing a diversified fund with 30 stocks in the small cap world and having, 3% positions in each and having some offset, losers offset winners, I'm not sure that's something that we want to do. We think there's better value creation for 180 by doing these SPVs on an individual basis.
Well, congratulations. And I feel happy that my money's invested in 180 degrees. And I think as long as you keep doing what you're doing, you should attract more shareholders. And good luck.
Sam, as always, thank you for your kind words and your patience throughout the years. Are there any other questions?
There are no other questions in the queue.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a very exciting year for us. I've said this many, many times. It's a marathon, not a sprint. We certainly are well on our way, and we look forward to reporting back to you in the quarters and the years ahead. Thank you so much for your support of 180 Degree Capital. These proceedings are now concluded. Again, we thank you, and we appreciate your interest and support of 180.
Thank you all.